Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're live at the University of Mary today with What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. I'm at the Gary Thaulson School of Business, right next door to the Kirk Landerman Financial Center. All the stock numbers with lots of red are cruising by. Oh, I found a couple of, look at that. Found a couple of green there, Don. How about that? Merck. Oh, big surprise. Merck is up. Yes, pharmaceuticals. There's a huge surprise. Anyway, the stock ticker is here. And I have that beautiful view behind me, as you can see, if you're watching us online. You see that, Todd? It's pretty bright out there. You can't really see as well as I'd like, but I can describe it for you. It's like snow-capped hills and a beautiful tree-lined Missouri behind me. And, of course, all the energy that comes with being at the University of Mary is great fun. Big day today for the University of Mary as their largest ever single donation will be announced at a press conference at 12 noon today, which we'll have on Facebook Live for you as well. I imagine media from all over will be here as well because it's a big day for the University of Mary. So it'll be interesting to find out who that donor is, but more importantly, what that gift will do. So looking forward to that today. Also, since we're at the University of Mary today, we thought, hey, let's catch up with our friends at UMary and find out what's going on. I don't have a graduate degree. Do you have a graduate degree, Todd? Do you have a PhD or a master's?
I'm a dropout after 5.5 years. So.
Right, yeah. And I
went for three, then 10 years later went back for 2.5. But
so yep, you have a degree, but not a.
I don't have a degree in a frame anyplace. But yeah. I hear that if I do the right thing at UMary, I could kind of end up with one without having to jump through all that many hoops.
Yeah, and they have some incredible workforce development programs here that allow you to get credit for prior learning. And Rachel Brash is the executive director of University of Mary Online. They have many different ways we can do that, online, in person, on campus, whatever. But it's pretty incredible what they have here, and I don't know of anything like it in the country. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the Rural School Leadership Institute. What's that all about? It's a partnership between the University of Mary and the Burgum Foundation, preparing teachers, educators, serving in rural North Dakota to become effective school and community leaders. Fascinating topic. So we're going to dig into that a little bit today. Dr. Scott Jensen is going to be here. He's probably the most famous candidate for governor of Minnesota ever because of his efforts as a doctor on the COVID front. This is the guy who, by the way, said, what's going on here? Why are we classifying deaths that have nothing to do with COVID as COVID deaths? And that got him an interrogation of sorts from people who said, hey, if you question that, we're going to yank your license as a doctor. You can't say this stuff. Yeah, no kidding. And it's caucus day in Minnesota, so we'll talk about that with Dr. Scott Jensen. There's a good race for the Republican nomination for governor in Minnesota, all of them running against, of course, Tim Walz. And I'm telling you, if you are a conservative that might happen to vote Republican, but has conservative values, and you live anywhere Castleton West in North Dakota, you need to be worried about the contagion of Minnesota politics because it has permeated Fargo. You know, you only need to look at
contagion?
The race.
Contagion?
It's a contagion. It's a political contagion. It isn't like
I didn't know that was a word, to be honest. But
it's not like an anhydrous ammonia cloud from some train derailment. It's not like the COVID cloud that is pretty much everywhere. I think it's outside now because I see people wearing masks outside. So evidently there's like this COVID cloud that can just descend upon you wherever you are. And if you have a mask on, you'll be fine, according to some of these people. I'm speaking in jest now in case you can't tell. But the contagion is a political one. Not a virus. Okay, so it's a political contagion, and it is spreading westward. And I believe the biggest threat to the conservative cause in North Dakota is Fargo.
It's Fargo. Give me an example of that, Scott, of what you speak. Go take a look at the 2018 race for the United States Senate between an incumbent by the name of Heidi Heitkamp and a sitting House member by the name of Kevin Cramer. Do you remember on the statewide ballot the margin of victory for Kevin Cramer? Todd, do you remember the number?
I don't. I should.
11 points.
Okay.
It was an 11-point victory for Kevin Cramer over Heidi Heitkamp. Okay, that was the race that everybody said was going to be close. It was not close. Okay,
no.
It was a blowout victory for Kevin Cramer. How about if I look at Cass County? Who do you think won Cass County?
Oh, let me guess. Initials are HH?
Exactly, and it was not close the other way. And I think that county and maybe two others are the only ones that Kevin lost and she won.
Well, they kind of said Fargo's turning into Minneapolis. So.
Well, I that's what I'm getting at here.
Yeah.
You ought to be concerned about it. So this is why Minnesota politics matters to North Dakota. Fargo politics matters to all of North Dakota. And I'm not being flippant about that. I'm very serious about that. That is something that you need to be concerned about.
Do we in the West need to start pushing back on 94 and...
I think just add your voice to it.
Build a wall?
You could build a wall. Some people have suggested that. I think that's unrealistic. Some people have said, well, why don't we do West Dakota and East Dakota, right? And we can split North Dakota and South Dakota up between, it can be Sioux Falls, Fargo, Grand Forks over there, and the rest are going to be, much larger Dakota territory.
How about we give Fargo and West Fargo to Minnesota and we take the Lakes region?
I've heard that suggested as well. Let's ask our listeners, what do you think would be the best approach there? You tell me at phone us up at 258-0550 today on what's on your mind. Text me at 701-237-1590 or leave your comment 24/7 at 855-200-1776. 258-0550 is the preference because you get to talk to Todd, the radio G-O-D, small g. or yours truly today. We gave Kevin the day off because he'd been talking all morning. So
congratulations on going 7 whole minutes and not using the word Brady any place in the show yet. That's great.
Well,
Tom retired.
I'm aware. But I've noticed, I was watching like CNBC and they were talking about it. I'm like, really? I mean, didn't we know this two days ago?
Fox Business. Well, no, that had been the report, which he quickly said, no, I haven't decided yet. But now he put it on Instagram or whichever social platform.
I see.
So
yeah.
Now he's retired.
I'm bummed out about Tom Brady retiring, actually, because I think...
I was hoping he's going to go until he was 50.
I just wanted him to win another Super Bowl and then retire. Drop the mic after getting handed the Super Bowl trophy was what I was saying.
I can't hold all these trophies.
Yeah. How about this? I saw that he has a $15 million payout on his compensation. He's not even going to play anymore, and he gets another $15 million cha-ching-ching. But I love Tom Brady. I just love Tom Brady. I love the story about Tom Brady. I love how he sort of makes his critics crazy. I hate to see him go.
I can go away for $15 million.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think that was whether he stayed
or for $15 million.
Whether he was, that was just deferred compensation. So pretty amazing.
Right.
Yeah. So Brady's gone, and
what deal you have, right?
That's not the deal I have. No. Todd and I are in radio, so we are officially poor. We do this as a labor of love. But anyway, you can call us about anything on your mind today. We have some open phone time. Great tribute to Wayne Stengem yesterday. Really enjoyed that. Loved hearing from all those people. I heard on KFIRE's News you had an extended a replay of some of the things that Nicole Pullman, a senator from Bismarck that was a running mate of Wayne's, had to say, and just all the people yesterday. I just thought it was very sweet. I really did. Kelly Armstrong had a hard time even getting through his comments without being choked up.
Yeah.
Kevin Cramer, Karl Rove, Ray Holmberg, senator from Grand Forks. It just was very, very sweet. We're going to talk to Doug Goring, actually, on Thursday's show, just ahead of the funeral as well. So, fellow member of the Industrial Commission. Governor Burgum, too, was sweet. And, I think Governor Burgum and Wayne Stengem were political opponents, okay? And that was in the gubernatorial race. And honestly, I think that remained really as kind of a political opponent kind of, what is the word I'm searching for? It was awkward, right? Because Wayne Stengem remained as Attorney General, and the person who beat him for the election remained as governor, and how could that not be a little awkward? And the, you know, I think the governor tried hard to downplay that a little bit yesterday and say it wasn't there. It was. I mean, that's just the reality. But you know what? You can disagree with someone's politics. You can disagree even amongst conservatives or Republicans and still not hate the person and still wish them well. And I think this is something we struggle with a little bit. You know, I was critical of Wayne Stengem at times for not being more forceful on things against DAPL, as an example, or, you know, the Biden administration. And, well, why aren't we signing on to this one and that one? I never didn't like Wayne Stengem. I never, you know, it's impossible to not like the guy. You know, but you could disagree politically. I think that's when politics wins, when you're honest about your political differences, but you also realize, hey, this is a human being who is thinking differently for whatever reasons he thinks differently. That's his view. It doesn't mean he needs to be, you know, exactly, you know. But this isn't beanball. This isn't for the faint of heart. Politics is rough and tumble. But I think to the extent we can love people, just as we're called to do, somebody that is made in the image and likeness of God who you disagree with, that's okay. That's okay. That's politics. But anyway, enjoyed that yesterday. More of your calls on anything, 258-0550 when we come back. Don't go away.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair monster power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess, a global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota, working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a city president with silence. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed. Their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us stand. Let's stand and fight. Install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com and thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by MyPillow. Are you ready for this? We have a new deal from Mike Lindell. He texted last night and said, I want your listener, Scott, to receive my book for free. I'm like, well, what in the
really?
Heck now? Free? So here's the deal. What are the odds? From Crack Addict to CEO is an incredible book. And I've told people who are, you know, listening that that book is like a guide on how when something goes bad, what you do to respond to it. Now, a lot of things went bad in Mike Lindell's world. He was literally a crack addict, okay? And his drug dealers cut him off because they said, this guy is just, he's got something. We can't sell him drugs anymore. So who's crack addict, dealers actually go, no, I think we're going to let this guy, not give us his money anymore. It's an incredible story. So the book is free with any purchase when you use the promo code Scott, okay? So you're going to see the book in your checkout as soon as you put in the promo code Scott. It goes there automatically. So slippers at 50% off now, overstock items, sheets are 60% off as low as $39.99, all at MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028. I want a lot of free books to go off the shelves today. Let's say, hey, we are with you, Mike Lindell, in your effort to expose fake news and the cancel culture and, you know, unethical elections and everything else. We're with you today. Let's make it loud and proud. 800-506-9028. A call came in during the break. Let's roll that. And others, welcome at 258-0550. What's on your mind today?
Hey, that might be a way to solve this problem. You know, let's have East Dakota and West Dakota. But we have, if we do that, we have to stipulate that we get Kristi Noem for governor. And then the other problem is then I have to move farther west. So I don't know what we're going to do. We got a problem. Thank you.
We've got a problem. As fun as that is to kind of toss around, to inoculate us from, you know, the Minnesota wokeness and what is happening more and more in Fargo, it's not realistic. That's not going to happen, right? There's not going to be a West Dakota, Eastern Dakota. We're not going to go back to Dakota Territory. Todd, you said during the break, this has come up on the K-Fire Cafe, right? And you're
split
solution.
It in the quadrant so we get twice as much representation in the Senate, have Northeast, Northwest, Southeast, Southwest, because then we get more senators that way.
I think the better answer than any of these wild dreams that we have on how we could do this is the following. Let's repair the Republican Party in Fargo. Let's repair it. Let's build it up. Let's pay attention to it. And also, let's help, and we have listeners all throughout Minnesota, let's help them realize that this too can be something in your future if you say, look, there's more people in western North Dakota who care about the direction of the country and the direction of Minnesota than do in Minneapolis and the metro. And again, this is tough when you have numbers, but if you say it this way, more who care about the direction of the country in Minnesota, in western Minnesota, than do in the Twin Cities, you'll win. You'll win. So if you're just counting ears and noses, they might have more total people, but I'm talking about people who actually care about it. I really do. Texter says, West Dakota gets Kristi for governor. See, there we go. Texter says, Scott, prime examples of the Minnesota contagion taking over Fargo are lousy voting system, which is no longer one man, one vote. The candidates for mayor, not one real conservative in the lot. The smash and grab at Kohl's and Hobby Lobby. All right? That texter has a point. And the point is that ranked voting, or whatever happy talk name you want to give to it, is everybody gets a trophy voting. Guess what? The citizens of Fargo put that junk in place. So it's time to repeal it now. Texter says, will you have a live stream of Wayne Stengem's funeral on Thursday? You bet we will. We'll have that on our
Absolutely.
Websites. We'll also, by the way, have on our social media and websites the press conference from the University of Mary later today to find out who is the single biggest donor in the history of the University of Mary. And more importantly, even than who it is, what will the gift do? What will what good will be done with that gift? Okay. Let's see what else here. NFL quarterbacks need term limits, says a texter. They are no different than politicians thinking, this time I'm going to make a difference. Interesting.
Well, usually NFL quarterbacks just age out. The knees or something go and you can't do it. Tom Brady's kind of an anomaly there. I was hoping he was going to beat George Blanda's record and go for 50 years old and still do it. But
258-0550. What's on your mind today? Anything goes. Tell us what's on your mind. If you have a contribution to this conversation about the contagion politically that has come from Minnesota to Fargo and how to fix that, I'd love to hear your suggestions. Texter says, somebody grew a pair and asked Dr. Jensen the following. Dr. Jensen, candidate for governor in Minnesota, who will join us next hour on What's on Your Mind. Rant of the day to ponder. If the jab therapy is so safe, why then is it reduced to 10% of an adult dose for children? And just who, and I need names, are all these regulators pushing for pharma to seek emergency approval and get kids jabbed? Get out and BITCH people, question now, not tomorrow. Mm. Todd, would you like to translate that, all that for me? I think I have it, but
you got it. You got it.
Did
right.
I? All right.
You can't say the B word like Rush used to say it.
I just prefer not to. Texter says, too bad Governor Bergen won that election in hindsight.
Ooh.
All right. I would not say it's too bad that Governor Bergen won an election in hindsight. Governor Bergen is a Republican governor, and I don't know. You could unpack that to mean a lot of things. What? Okay.
Wade Stengem served North Dakota extremely well, even if he didn't end up in the governor's residence. He served us well other ways. So.
And I still believe that if the choice between Governor Burgum and Wayne Stengem is there, Wayne Stengem as Attorney General did a lot of good.
Yes,
saving Fargo, saving North Dakota from the federal government. You look at Waters of the U.S., you look at the Clean Power Plan, you look at the settlement that's ongoing right now for the Dakota Access Pipeline cost that was inflicted upon us by the federal government and lawlessness. And Wayne did all that. What I feel bad for is just that politically hurt to lose to government. That's politics isn't fun sometimes, and that was not fun. But I believe,
it's like one's an apple, one's an orange. You can't say one of them's bad and one of them's good. They're both good in different ways.
Good way to say it, Todd. Yep. Tim and Bismarck, let's get you in here. What's on your mind, Tim? Go ahead.
Yeah, first off, I'd like to say that thank you for everything you do. You're a voice of truth and conservatism. I've called in before and talked about all the work and effort that you put into it, and I really appreciate it. And you're right about 90% of the time, except for the few times that I disagree with you.
That's okay. That's okay. And Tim, do me a favor. Don't. I know there's a but coming because, you notice the compliment, Todd?
We all want another 10%. No,
right.
I mean.
So, and I don't want to cheat Tim on the clock here, so just hang on a moment. We're going to get the but, B-U-T, by the way, family program, when we come back. So, Tim, don't go away after this short timeout.
It's called the cliffhanger, folks. Hang
exactly right.
Not sure if you saw this, but Grant Stinchfield is on Newsmax exposing Nancy Pelosi's hypocrisy. Reports say Nancy Pelosi could be worth as much as $250 million. And she recently even made up to $30 million on stock trades with big tech. Stinchfield is tired of Pelosi's hypocrisy. And he's launched a petition called Give It Back Nancy, demanding that she return the $30 million to help poor families. You need to join his Stinchfield petition. Go online now to giveitbacknancy.com. That's giveitbacknancy.com. And join Stinchfield on Newsmax, 7 p.m. Central, revealing the truth about Pelosi. You'll also see Michael Savage and Dick Morris on Stinchfield. Get Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, tell them you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your streaming platforms. Millions are turning to Newsmax, a source you can trust. Watch Stinchfield tonight and hold Pelosi accountable. Go to giveitbacknancy.com. Giveitbacknancy.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A deadly clash with multiple inmates at a federal penitentiary in Beaumont, Texas, Monday prompted the U.S. Bureau of Prisons to temporarily lock down all its facilities across America. According to spokesman Emery Nelson, the Bureau was securing the facility as a temporary measure to ensure the good order of the institution. Texas Senator Ted Cruz on his podcast calling President Biden's commitment to nominate the first black woman to the Supreme Court offensive and said that by doing so, the president is telling other Americans you're ineligible.
He's saying to 94% of Americans, I don't give a damn about you. You are ineligible.
The World Meteorological Organization announced Monday that it had confirmed a mega-flash lightning strike on April 29, 2020. A severe thunderstorm produced a 477-mile-long lightning strike over the southern United States. It stretched from near Houston, Texas, to southeast Mississippi. USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah. I can't argue with that some days, you know. You're just like, enough already. I mean, I literally,
Tim,
I'm down.
It's not directed to you. We still want to hear what you're doing.
No, yes. But. Well, it said TV, you know, just shut your mouth. So it was kind of on TV.
Sure.
Speaking of which, the texter says, hey, Scott, who's in charge of all the commercials on TV nowadays? Is it Tyler Perry and Steve Harvey or Oprah Winfrey and the Obamas? I don't know, but I can't. I'm telling you, here's the deal. I've been doing this hyperbaric oxygen treatment at Swanson Hyperbarics, and Lee Swanson's a friend of mine, and he's a great benefactor and has set up a nonprofit to have hyperbaric oxygen treatment. And he said, I want you to try this 10 times. I am a believer of hyperbaric oxygen only because what I've seen it do for other people, but I've never been in one of the chambers. Well, I'm five dives in, Todd, and I am sleeping like you can't believe. So I just did it for general wellness.
Hey, but, there's so many great things.
Oh, my gosh. But I am. You're confined to the chamber for an hour, okay? You know, they move you up and they move you down on the outside of that hour, but wherever you go to for depth is an hour. And so you're confined to it. And guess what? I end up having to watch TV. Fox News has more commercials than they have due content. It is just awful.
That sounds about right.
And about half and half, you got content that you actually care about that isn't one bubble of better than Fox News. So I'm now doing Newsmax, which I absolutely love. I really do. And or, you know, streaming the radio stations, you know, and flipping back and forth between Clay and Buck and Charlie Kirk to see who's better. And you know what? It depends on the day.
Apples and oranges again.
Yes, exactly right. But
they're both good for you.
I think Charlie Kirk is more Rush-like. But he's 28 and he's young, and Clay and Buck, you know, are interesting some days. So you know, we have lots of choices out there for you folks. But I'm more radio than TV. Anyway, our next guest coming up in a moment. We have to finish our conversation with Tim in Bismarck, who was about to say, Scott, we love you, but so go ahead with the but. I'm ready for it. Lay it on me, Tim. Okay, wait a minute. We have to hear Tim. There he is. Okay. Go ahead, Tim. Now I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to get into the butt so much. I want to continue on from there. But the butt had to do with last Thursday and our disagreement on something. But then your program on Friday was an excellent, excellent program. I wish it had been on a Monday. So those conversations about all the therapeutics and the treatments and the shots and everything could have carried on all week long. It was a totally awesome program with totally awesome guests. And a lot of them referred to political people and doctors who you can't believe, who are well accomplished and high position people, and you can't believe them. But anyway, then they were talking about the therapeutics. Well, Thursday after our conversation, I called my friend that had gone to three different Sanford doctors and couldn't get ivermectin, and he verified that that was the truth. But then he went to my private practice doctor and got a prescription for ivermectin, and lo and behold, he went to six pharmacies in Bismarck, and they would not fill it. Most of them asked him, are you going to take it for COVID? And he said yes, and they said it's not approved for COVID, and so we won't fill it. Well, finally, he found one that would fill it, but they had another pharmacy out of state that they had to fill it from there and then ship it into Bismarck. So even if you can find a doctor that will prescribe it, it's very hard to get therapeutics. They're doing everything they can to keep this over our heads and keep us pushed down with COVID. Oh, and then one other thing.
Can I just interject, Tim, that I thought the best advice from Dr. Peter McCullough, who I spoke with in an exclusive interview last week, we played over several days. It's available online if you missed it. You're talking about Friday's show with Senator Ron Johnson and Senator Kevin Cramer, also talking about this topic together on Friday, which was good as well. But I thought the best advice from Dr. Peter McCullough was the following. Have a doctor you can trust, certainly, but ask that doctor, if you're trying to determine, is my doctor somebody I can trust? If I get COVID, what will you recommend for me? And if it is no early treatment, you know, whether it be ivermectin or whether it be a whole suite of products that are now available, HCQ and the antibodies, then we need to worry. Because it's Dr. McCullough's estimation that 1% of those that have died or been hospitalized due to COVID had early treatment. So this is, to me, nothing short of medical malpractice. If people who had COVID were not treated, now some of them could have been of their own volition, let it go too long, their oxygen levels dropping, whatever, and got in trouble before they actually did it. But if they were, you know, they had a prescription from their doctor and then couldn't get it filled, something's really wrong there, or had to go to several other doctors to do it. So this is where I think the most important thing I've heard from the mouths of Sanford Health is get a primary care doctor, get a doctor you can trust. And I'm going to add to that Dr. Peter McCullough's advice to ask your doctor, if this happens, what will happen for me? Now, the other thing I'd tell you for anybody listening, if you have a prescription from a doctor and a pharmacy won't fill it, get a different pharmacy. This is ridiculous. And Todd, what are the pharmacies in Bismarck we know will fill those? Dakota is one. Is there another one?
That's kind of the one that I keep hearing. So I guess I'm not aware of others. Doesn't mean there aren't any, but I'm not aware of others at this point.
Mayo. Yeah, and so
Mayo.
Mayo's the other one. Yeah, and so good.
And Erspeld out in Dickinson.
Yep, good for them. So I just want people to know that. And by the way, I don't know enough about the accreditation of pharmacies, but if I have a prescription from a doctor and the pharmacy says, no, I'm not going to fulfill that prescription, it's time for a new pharmacy, too. That, to me, is criminal. Give me a break. A doctor signed this. I have the prescription. Don't argue with me. Fill it. You know, and, you know, if you don't like it, take it up with the doctor or whatever, but I have it, especially when we're talking to somebody that has COVID. You know, now we're messing around with people's lives. Don't like it at all. Sorry, the next...
COVID or not COVID, but, I mean, a doctor has prescribed it.
Precisely.
Does a pharmacy get to question it every time that happens?
Right. Your next point was what, Tim?
Well, I picked up on that, and I thought that was the most important statement of the whole day, the whole program. And you and others, that doctor from Stanford, had said that, but not in that much detail, weeks prior to that. And I never really put one and one together, but that is so important for everybody. And that's what I mean about you being the voice of the truth and stuff and getting the information out there. That was the most important thing I think you've probably said in months. So I really appreciate that. But my other point was, I in my opinion, the medical community is still kind of brainwashed to the shots because my niece is a nurse for Sanford, and she works with COVID patients, and it's been very hard on her to see all the suffering. She cares about people, and she loves people, and bless her for doing what she does, but she does not believe in therapeutics. Her only answer to this stuff is the shot, the shot, the shot, the shot. And I believe they're, my opinion, for lack of a better word, are brainwashed into going along with the establishment.
You know, I'm not going to judge people that have made that decision. I think there's plenty of evidence out there to, realize there's a risk-reward. I think 60 and above, I get it. I think comorbidities, I get it, right? I think this this really sick idea of vaccinating babies makes me ill. I think teenagers have a 10 times greater chance of getting the flu and dying from the flu than they do COVID. So, you know, and I've heard doctors say this. There is a risk-reward. Sanford doctors I've heard say this. There is a point in which you make a decision to say, no, I don't know. I don't know if this is the best for me, the risk and the reward. So, but I'm not going to judge anybody that thinks it's the end-all, be-all either. And I'm going to encourage people to make the best decision for themselves with the information they have. I think that's the best way to say it. You ought not take advice from a radio guy about your health decision.
Can I say one fun thing?
Yes, sir.
You know, I've called in before, five states and two Canadian provinces and all over the world on iHeartRadio. Terry from Hoople is listening in Washington State now, and I get very nervous, and I have friends that could call in and do a better job than me, but they don't want to talk on the radio, so they encourage me to keep doing this no matter how much I hyperventilate and get excited. But my friend Howard from northeast south of Kildare, where Brad Germanson's from, I know, with my nervousness, I forget where Howard's from, but hi to Howard. He listens to your program every day, south of Halliday, North Dakota.
He's from Halliday or Kildare or somewhere in that neighborhood, you're saying?
No, Howard. South of Halliday. Where's Brad Germanson from?
Well, south of Halliday would be Dodge. Is down there. Golden Valley is down there. There's not a lot. Richardson is directly south of Halliday.
Between. It's in between. It's that little community population, about 10.
No kidding.
Big Howard Pair. Yeah, Big Howard Pair, who is this from?
Wow. I'd love to know where that is, because I love that part of the of our great state. But thank Manning is south of Kildare. But, yeah, we'll figure it out. Somebody knows. And thank you for Howard for listening. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for calling,
Tim. Have a
good
day.
You as well. And keep calling. That's great. I appreciate you, and I appreciate others. And, I know a lot of people listen, but they don't want to call. All right. We need to get to our next guest, who is here with some incredible news, really. I think it's incumbent upon all of us to, know what our options are when it comes to the dream we might have, the career we might have, and the way we can learn. Rachel Brash is back with us from the University of Mary. Rachel, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm great. I'm glad to be here with you today.
Yeah, well, it's such a big day at the University of Mary. There is a big announcement later today about the largest gift, largest single donation, and the next steps of Vision 2030. And just give me the cliff notes on Vision 2030 and how that translates to helping transform lives here at the University of Mary, Rachel.
Great question. You know, when we looked ahead at the landscape and you think about, we could do strategic planning for a year or 2 years, but where do we want to be as an institution? Because fundamentally, we are here to serve the needs of this region and beyond. And so when we looked at that, we wanted to stretch ourselves. And there's a lot of different components to what Vision 2030 is, and there's a lot of people involved in helping us understand how we do best meet the needs of this region. And we've done a lot of great things. We're adding constantly new programs to both our main campus and to our online offerings. Of course, Scott, you've been with us since the very beginning of the formation of workforce development, which is really critical to who we are as an institution. And it's just been a great experience for us to be able to help people thrive and flourish in life, right? No matter what stage they're at or what they have going on or what type of education that they need.
It touches everything about this great state. It really does. Rachel is the director of University of Mary Online, executive director. More with her when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Your call's welcome, too. Don't go away.
Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started. Today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid.
PetroServe USA, famous for low-priced fuel under the Marathon, PetroServe USA, or Senex labels. Lots of choices means you pay the lowest price at the pump. Plus, any size fountain pop is 49 cents. Same with coffee or cappuccino all month long. Salted nut rolls, two for a buck. Red Bull, 16-ounce cans, two for five. Gloves for $9.99 in case you forgot yours, or the Falsa blankets, $9.99. And lip balms, assorted flavors, $1.99. All month long, PetroServe USA.
There's very few things that are certain in this world, but if you spend more time in a sauna or hot tub, you will be better for it, above the water, below the water.
That's right, and both increase your circulation, and when that's happening, good things are happening. Heat transfers in the body, heat proteins, and we could talk on and on and on, but you're better, like you said, below the water, above the water, and beyond the water.
Finley Saunas, hot spring spas, hurry. Call 844-200-7727, online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley with the Giving Hearts Day team. Give, volunteer, or donate goods now through Giving Hearts Day, and you could win a 2022 Chevrolet Silverado Trail Boss pickup donated by Gate City Bank. Visit givingheartsday.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Scott with the Giving Hearts Day team. Did you know that your gift on Giving Hearts Day goes directly to the charity? Give now through February 10th and support your neighbors in need.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On What's On Your Mind, chat with Rachel Brash from the University of Mary. And by the way, I've been inundated with texts now that the town we were talking about was Marshall, North Dakota, north of Richardson, okay? And I've been told it's Brad Germanson territory, famous radio, rodeo cowboy, rather. Maybe he's a famous radio guy, too, but rodeo cowboy. So Jim Sabe and lots of other friends weighed in with that. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate the 2 cents there. Now we know it was Marshall, North Dakota. I think we need to do a show in Marshall, and we could maybe convince Howard to come on the radio, since he listens every day but doesn't want to call in. We want to hear from you. All right, back don't be shy. Todd and I don't bite. Rachel Brash, Executive Director of the University of Mary Online. Big day today with the biggest single donor gift in the history of the University of Mary, and will do some good, as Rachel was talking about it. In workforce training, prior learning and degree completion go together in such a unique way. Talk about how the University of Mary is plowing this ground and really trailblazing, in my view, Rachel.
You know, we believe here at Mary that learning doesn't just happen in a classroom or in a textbook. And there's lots of different needs out there. When you think about this, and this happens all the time on your show, Scott, you hear about that, you know, hiring, retaining workforce, and how do we help organizations and people really grow, right? And be able to contribute to our communities. And so with workforce development, we've expanded our trainings to many different sectors, public, you know, government, oil, gas, et cetera. And through it all, there's all these common training topics. It's about how do we help people better communicate? How do we help them grow in their vocations? How do we help them, you know, benefit their communities and grow their small businesses and do all these different types of things? And so we were able to provide that training. Last year alone, you know, we provided training to 926 people. And that was during the beginning of kind of a slow pandemic year. And it really picked up for us in the latter half of the year. And now we have training scheduled through November of this year with a lot more to come. But what's important about that is that's 926 people that we were able to touch and be able to work with and help them grow their skill sets and help organizations grow. But then we can take that learning and we can apply it towards a degree, because validating what people have done is really important. It's important that people understand all the experiences that they have matter, and that it can not only help you immediately, but it can help you get that degree, whether it be a bachelor's or a master's degree.
And again, you do the work on this, Rachel. You and your team, you know, it isn't like I have to come in and say, "Oh, okay, how is this going to work?" And what credit translates into that? You do the legwork on this. You ask the right questions so you have that full picture to be able to put that together. Correct?
Right. And this is all about the customization of service, because we know that the students that we serve, whether they're taking classes in the evening in Fargo or Bismarck or Watford City or Grand Forks Air Force Base, we know that it's important to meet them where they are. But they have a lot of things going on, and they need to figure out a way to make it work. And so we take all of your life experiences, all of your previous credits, the trainings that maybe you've done right here at Mary, and we put that together into a degree plan to make sure that it's affordable and that you're able to complete your degree in a timely manner. And this just reinforces the university's belief in this lifelong learning, right, and thinking about the whole of life, and so that we understand that you still have to take your kids to soccer practice. You still want to be involved, you know, in your church, in your community, and you have a lot of things going on. And so we do the legwork. We make sure that you can just focus on your courses, on your trainings. And then for those employers that are looking to further develop their staff, we provide university-funded scholarships for both workforce development and for degrees, because we want to make this affordable for them too, because it's important that we be able to retain our workforce and to be able to grow that. And we want to partner with those organizations to make sure that happens.
So think of this from the standpoint of worker retention and recruitment. To have a partnership with the University of Mary that says a benefit here is that if you want to achieve a degree, a master's degree, you want to go to that next level, we'll help you do that with credit you already have, either from college that wasn't completed or your life experience. So what does that do? Number one, even if I'm choosing to make that investment in myself, it's way more cost effective. Because I'm getting, you know, multiple ways to get a better career and that next position and to better myself, but with life experiences. So, you know, that's an affordable education. And also, I don't know about you, but I'm always in a hurry. And so I want that shortened timeline to be able to have that undergraduate or graduate degree. And I've done this. I've lived it, and I it was so rich. It was a great experience. So I can say I'm an alumnus of the University of Mary, and have been a student here. So it's great. How do people start the conversation? Only have about a minute left here, Rachel. To whether it's the employee or the employer, what's the best next step?
Sure. great next step is just to give us a call, 355-8030. You can also go to our website, online.umary.edu. And then, of course, if you are interested in learning more, just ask for me, ask for the Workforce Development Team, and we'll be happy to help you out.
701-855-3030, right?
8030.
Okay, say the number one more time.
701-355-8030.
355-8030. 355-8030. Online at umary.edu. And remember, if you use the promo code SCOTT on the website, they waive the application fee. So we remove one more cost there for you. But employers, I really encourage you to think long and hard about adding this as a benefit to enrich your employees, to retain them, and to better recruit them. Rachel Brash, University of Mary, thank you so much. More coming up.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.